Welcome to the Pac-12 Hotline Podcast, everyone. Back again with Rafael Esparza, handicapper for Doc Sports, to help us navigate the games, point spreads, line movements, totals this week. Rafael, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You want to let everybody know where they can find you and what you've posted recently? I'm sure you got a lot of stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. It's Rafael Sports. You can find me over at DocSports.com. You can find me on Twitter at VSI DocSports. You can find all the political, entertainment, prop bets over at MyBookie.ag. Post some great football prop bets. Will your team make the Final Four playoffs? Oregon and Utah are both still on that list. Some political. What Democratic candidate's going to drop out next? A whole bunch of stuff. You name it, I'll post odds on something.
And you got college basketball because Pac-12's doing pretty well. So
college,
far.
College basketball's at full range. Some great games, early games today too. You got a VCU, LSU going early this afternoon on a Wednesday. So I love afternoon college basketball when you're getting ready for MAC action tonight.
That's right, MAC action tonight. So we got five games here. Washington and Colorado are both off. Everybody else is in action. Want to start? Maybe we start in Salt Lake City. Utah, 3-touchdown favorite against the Bruins.
Yeah, this was interesting. And we've had this discussion week after. It all depends on defense. If Utah's defense is at par, goodbye UCLA. I don't think you'd be able to move the ball. And let's face it, Utah and Oregon, they're reading the limelights. They're watching the shows on Tuesdays where their rankings and all that. Not only do you need wins, now you need style point wins now in college football. So if you're Utah, Oregon, Oklahoma, Baylor, Minnesota, which I think that boat stops rowing this weekend because the lakes are frozen in Iowa and they won't be able to row the boat. So I think the Pac-12 might be beneficial to that. But I think Utah will win this game. Giving up 28 points on a road, they're still talking about that. I heard in practice last couple of days, got the road win, but their defense was not happy at giving up 28 points to Washington, which you mean you both know. Washington can throw points quickly, but for if you're a Utah defense that strives on defense, that's still upset of giving 30 points to USC in September, I think Utah has to be a player, and I would not be shocked if they cover this number.
Utah usually loses a game or two, and not necessarily every year, but there have been plenty of times since they joined the Pac-12 that they have lost a game late in the season that you wouldn't expect them to lose. I just wonder, they're sitting there as a big, big favorite. Both teams had a week off. Do you see any path to an outright victory for the Bruins?
I totally agree with what you're saying. They've always lost those games. But, I mean, like I said, they're reading all this. They know they're still alive. They're 5-0 against the spread against conference teams. And the Bruins have only covered one game on their last five meetings. So, like I said, I think defense is going to be big key here. I was reading the paper this morning in Utah and Salt Lake City. They're still upset about giving those points. Even though they got a big road victory, they should be happy stealing a road win in conference and in Washington. But that defense is unhappy with how they played last week. And I think UCLA might be in a world of trouble. And the under might be a good bet here, too. The under last eight meetings, six of them have gone under the total. So, like I said, a total's 51.5.
Arizona State, 3-point favorite at Oregon State. Reports are that Jaden Daniels will be back at quarterback for ASU. You think the Beavers have a chance here?
I'm still disappointed. I had the Beavers last week, and I had the 10. They lose by 12. I mean, they played well. I mean, they hard fought. I mean, they're still in for a bowl game, possibly. I think they hang around, but I think ASU snaps their three-game losing streak. I'm going to say that devastating loss last week that Oregon State had against Washington, which the whole crowd was in it. Probably the biggest crowd I've seen at an Oregon State game in a very long time. I think ASU gets their miseries. I think the fun is out in Beaverland. I think ASU snaps their three-game losing streak.
The Trojans are coming up to Berkeley, where they have not lost since, I want to say, 2001, 2002, the triple overtime game. They're 6.5-point favorite, coming off a escape at ASU. Cal looked to have a little bit of offense back last week against Washington State. How do you see this?
Yeah, you said it, escaped at ASU, which you make, I think, I'm not going to say you made fun of me for saying that USC could have won that game. I'm not going to mention your name about saying that and stuff like that because I like you. But, yeah, that was a big escape win. Got the push if you had the five like I did. But I'm a little bit blown away at how well California's offense looked last week. 33 points, really? They haven't scored 30. They haven't scored anything like that since what? Against Mississippi in late September on the road when they scored 28. I was blown away like that. If we get the same Cal team like this, boy, I think USC is going to be chomping at their fingernails because it might be a lot closer game than we think. I think USC rolls. I still like the way they've been playing some ball, winning three out of four. I want to pick USC on this, but boy, I was really impressed with California last week.
Yeah, I guess the question is how much of that was Cal's offense and how much of it was just Washington State's defense really not being very stout this year.
No, their defense is horrendous. Their defense belongs in the Big 12.
Stanford is in Pullman. Has had trouble with Washington State in the last few years. Cougars are 11.5-point favorite, which to me, I mean, Stanford is a double-digit underdog against a team that has got one win. It says a lot about the state of things for the Cardinal.
Yeah, you said, I mean, they've split their last four games. Their offense has been awful those games that they lost, 13 points against Colorado, 16 against UCLA, 6 against Oregon. It all depends what kind of Stanford offense you get. If you get the offense that beat Arizona, then I think they win this game. If you get the offense that played Oregon, UCLA, even Northwestern when they only scored 17 points in the opening, then I think Washington State could be the player, even though their defense is horrendous. They can't tackle all of a sudden, especially in the second half where you figure teams get better in defense because of the adjustments. I think their defense gets worse in the second half for Washington State. It's a toss-up. I say take the plus points here. Plus 10.5 is a lot of points. I think that's the way to go on this one. I think it's going to be a lot closer game than what the odds makers are telling us.
Total on that one, I think, is right about 63, which would be, for Stanford, like you said, they haven't been scoring much. That would suggest that, you know, I guess that fits in with a 10 or 11-point spread in Washington State's favor.
Yeah, and it's at Washington State. I mean, their last home game, they threw up 41 points against Colorado, 63 points against UCLA. I mean, if this game was in Stanford, this total is probably in the low 50s.
Last one, Oregon, 4-touchdown favorite against Arizona in Eugene, total of 68. Do you see any play here on the Arizona side?
No, because, again, if you're Oregon, if you're reading what the papers are saying and what happened yesterday in the ratings, look at Ohio State whooped up on their opponent last week and lost a section. They got jumped by LSU. So if you're Oregon, you just need to keep the metal on the pedal and score and win games so you can still be in a hunt. I mean, they got revenge. Was it last year that Arizona beat them 44-15 or something like that? I think they still have revenge on their minds. And let's face it, Arizona's lost 4 straight. Their defense is bad. They gave them back their last two home games. They gave up 50 points in both of them, 56 and 51. Oregon State scored 56 points. If Oregon State could score 56 points against Arizona's defense, what's the Ducks going to do that scored 56 last week against USC? I think Oregon blows them out. And I would take the 27.5. I think they win by 30.
What do you think of the total there, 68? Tempting?
That is tempting. If you like Oregon, I think you would probably have to bet the over. If you think Arizona has a shot to hang around, then maybe, just maybe look at the under. But again, the Beavers scored 56 points against Arizona's defense. What's going to happen Saturday when the Ducks come in?
Right, and the Arizona could end up starting a freshman.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I think they are. I think that's the quarterback is going to be is him. That's what I heard.
If I had my last nickel on a Pac-12 game, where would you put it?
Wow, that's tough. I'm going to say lay the points with Oregon. If a freshman quarterback could be playing, which I'm hearing, that's a play for me because the Ducks know that they're still in the hunt because anything can happen. And let's face it, the Wildcats are 0-4 against the spread their last 4 conference games, and the Ducks are in the hunt to be in the playoff. That's a huge momentum. I think it's going to be Ducks and over. And the home team has covered 5 out of their last 6 games in this series.
Any games you have your eye on nationally?
Boy, there's a lot of games. I'm really looking forward to Auburn and Georgia. I think that number 4 team in the playoff rankings cursed. I think that 4 team goes down again. I like Auburn to beat Georgia in that one. And keep an eye out for this LSU game. They maybe won. I'm hearing that these kids are still celebrating. Maybe they're not looking to this game. They may get upset or maybe not covering this game. I would not be shocked if Ole Miss covers the plus 21 at home against LSU, who's coming off their big championship game, if you want to call it, last week.
Yeah, a little bit of a letdown here. What do you think? Oklahoma, they got a bunch of big games coming up, and I don't think they're out of the playoff race either, despite where they're ranked. they got 10 point given 10 against Baylor.
Oh, I think they are out of it. I think that I think that win last week kind of hurt them, only winning by 1 point against Iowa State. They were up by double digits. I think if you're Oklahoma, you need an Oregon, Utah, Alabama losses if you want to move up, because I don't think the committee is going to let Oklahoma jump a one-loss Utah or a one-loss Oregon or a one-loss Alabama. I don't think they're going to leapfrog Oklahoma, because so much close games they've had on a conference that doesn't play defense, the Big 12.
So who do you have right now, before I let you go, who do you have right now in your playoff based on your odds? Who are the best chances to make it?
I still have Ohio State my number one team. I have LSU 2, I have Clemson 3, and I have Alabama 4, but I have them, they can have a two-loss team, so it's going to be very interesting. I think Oregon and Utah, whoever wins the Pac-12 conference and still have one loss, I think they're in. I think they're going to leapfrog Alabama for what Alabama did with their horrible scheduling.
And what for a Pac-12 fan, what would it cost them to place a wager on the Utes and the Ducks getting into the playoff with you?
Ooh, let me see if I still
have them.
Let me check that right now. Hold on. We have, let's see, if Oregon to make the playoffs, they're plus 290. To miss the playoffs, they're minus 350. And Utah to make the playoffs, they're 6-1. And to miss the playoffs, they're minus $8.
So you're giving Oregon a better chance to get in.
Yes, because you know why? Because they played an SEC. I mean, I hate to say it, they played an SEC team that should have beat that SEC team in Auburn, which I think that if Auburn beats Georgia, that helps Oregon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Georgia is a threat out of the SEC. SEC is a threat for to get two in a couple of ways, and one of them is Georgia winning the conference, beating LSU. LSU gets in with one loss, so the Pac-12 definitely needs Georgia to lose to Auburn. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate the time this week, and you know, if you don't mind, love to keep talking a little bit of playoff stuff with you in addition to the odds down the stretch.
Oh, definitely will, because I always have them posted. I try to have them posted by noon on Wednesday, so the adjustments after the rankings come out.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Rafael.
Take it easy. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.